HIV infection is of particular interest in the current crisis. First, many patients take antiretroviral therapies that are thought to have some effects against SARS-CoV-2. Second, HIV serves as a model of cellular immune deficiency. Third, and by the far most important point, the collateral damage caused by COVID-19 in the HIV population may be much higher than that of COVID-19 itself. Inexplicably, information on the HIV population is still scarce. However, preliminary data suggest no elevated incidence of COVID-19. In 5,700 patients from New York, only 43.8% were found to be HIV positive. Similar findings were reported from Chicago. In Barcelona, where a local protocol included HIV serology for all hospitalized COVID-19 patients, 32 out of 2,102, 1.5%, were HIV infected, among them only one single new HIV diagnosis. Given the fact that HIV-positive patients may be at higher risk for other infectious diseases such as STDs, these percentages were so low that some experts have already speculated on potential protective factors, i.e., antiviral therapies or immune activation. Moreover, a defective cellular immunity could paradoxically be protective for severe cytokine dysregulation, preventing the cytokine storm seen in severe COVID-19 cases.